Well, hello, good evening, and welcome to our Monday night episode of Brett's Old Time Radio Show. How was your weekend? All good? Did you do anything exciting? If you did anything very exciting the weekend, I'd love to hear about it, and I'd love to tell our listeners. Because, well, you know, it's just nice to know what you guys are up to, because I'm a nosy Parker. If you want to drop us a line, please do. Welcome to another episode of Brett's Old Time Radio Show. Welcome to my home here in beautiful Lime Bay. Thanks for joining me once again for our regular late night visit to those dusty studio archives of old time radio shows right here at my home on the south coast of the United Kingdom. I'm Brett, I'm your host for our nighttime podcast, and welcome to another episode. We had a nice weekend. We've moved a little bit into the Christmas, you know, the Christmas vibe. I know some of you won't want to talk about it yet because, well, I know some of you just feel that it could be a little bit early, but we've got two young boys and they're very excited coming up to Christmas. And I did see a posting on social media over the weekend and it said, look, some of you won't put your decorations and things up till maybe the middle of December. And bearing in mind that the world is, it can be a bit of a miserable place. And at Christmas, people do seem to be in a better frame of mind. And also, more importantly, there's an awful lot of Christmas songs and an awful lot of Christmas movies that we all need to watch. And you need time to get them all in. So I'm not saying I'm going to do anything drastic and fast, but we did go and look at some decorations and bits and pieces, and we bought a new garland for the front door over the weekend at the local garden centre. So we're slowly entering into the Christmas spirit, which is nice. Now then, I've got Facebook, Instagram and YouTube. They're all called Brett's Old Time Radio Show. And we love it if you could follow us. Also, we've got a supporter page, patreon.com/ Brett's Old Time Radio Show. But of paramount importance, episode 10 of series 5 of Hancock's Half Hour is up next. And it's called The Election Candidate.
We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Half Hour.
More cornflakes, Mr. Hancock?
Yes, please.
I'll have to open a new packet.
No, no, no. I want to open it. Oh, there. Oh, isn't it annoying? Doesn't it make you sick? I've got him.
You've got what?
This little plastic soldier. I've got him. Why can't you buy packets with ones in I haven't got?
How do I know what's inside them?
It tells you on the front. Free all this month, plastic guardsmen. Make your own guards band up. Look at this, a trombone player. I've got him. I've got him 6 times. Daft grin on his face, look at him. I've a good mind to break him.
I haven't got him, Tub.
And what have you got to change?
I've got a spare drummer.
I've got him. The only one I'm missing is the trumpet player. Miss Pugh, go down and buy another packet of cornflakes with a trumpet player inside.
Oh, really? I bought 43 packets last month just to find the flute player. They're all open to sheer waste. They'll never get eaten.
Oh, yes, they will. The next party we have, put some salt on them and tell everybody they're crisps. That'll get rid of them. I must have my complete band. It's all your fault we've had to buy so many packets. You could easily poke your finger under the lid and see what they've got inside.
Strangely enough, when I buy a packet of cornflakes, I buy it for the cornflakes.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, that's a typical woman's attitude. No imagination. It's the thrill of the hunt. Getting your set together. Look at them up there on the mantelpiece, marching along there. What a stirring sight. A complete band. Minus a trumpet player. I've been waiting 3 weeks for that trumpet player. Breakfast is making me a nervous wreck, I don't mind telling you. I come down here every morning full of hope and anticipation, fingers trembling as I open a fresh packet, and what happens? Trombone players all over the place. Very soul-destroying.
Well, let me have your trombone player, Tub.
No.
Well, I've only got a drummer.
That is your fault. You've been eating cornflakes as long as I have.
Yeah, but you always open them. You whip it before I get a chance.
Well, you should get up in the morning. You are not having my trombone player.
Oh, shut up. I don't know what you're fighting about. Next week, they'll probably finish with the Guardsmen and start an entirely different set.
Oh, will they? Right. Miss Pugh, take a letter to the makers. Dear sir, I hereby warn you that if you discontinue putting Guardsmen in your cornflakes before I have got my set, I shall in future eat porridge. Yours sincerely, A. Hancock, age 7½. Yeah, that'll frighten them. I'm ready for my bacon and peas pudding now, Miss Pugh. Miss Pugh, if there's any left. Look at her plate piled up there. Can't see her, just her arms coming round the side. Are you there?
Of course I am.
Well, come on then, shovel it out. Whack some on the old plate there. Yes, 2 rashers and $1. That's enough. Go on, get back behind your breakfast. Rather look at that than you. Haven't you finished that paper yet, Kerr?
Now, wait a minute. I haven't read it all yet.
I am not waiting for you to read it. By the time you've stumbled through it, it'll be yesterday's. Give it to me. Hello, hello. They're at it again. You can't trust them, can you? Man denies weekend in caravan. She's nice. 17-year-old model from Gateshead. No ring on her finger. Record crop of rice in Tibet this year. Vicar punches driving instructor. She doesn't look 17, does she? Oh, look at this kitten sitting in the Wellington boot. Isn't it lovely? She's got a nice figure, hasn't she? Hello, I see Mr. X has been had up again. He's in every week. He'll overdo it one day. Seventeen years old, eh? Well, I don't know. I say, there's a good film south of the river this week. I was a teenage rock and roll vampire and kissed the blood off my washboard. Marvellous. Have to get there early before the schools come out. I bet she's nearly 18.
Your peace pudding and bacon's getting cold.
Do you mind?
If you don't want it,
You are not having it. Now shut up and let me read my paper in peace. If she is 17, I'm a Dutchman. I see there's another by-election coming in East Cheam.
Oh, what happened to that nice man who was in before?
He's applied for the Chiltern Hundreds, and I'm not surprised. Right mess up he made of it.
He was a very sincere man.
Sincere? He was up there 3 years and not a sound out of him. He woke up once and yelled out, resign. And even then he was had up on the carpet.
Why?
It was one of his own side speaking.
Hey, I've been thinking, if you break the end off the trombone, it'll look like a trumpet.
I beg your pardon?
The trombone man, if you chop his trombone off...
I'll chop your trombone off if you don't shut up. We are discussing politics.
Yeah, okay. It was just a thought. I was just looking at it while it was standing there, and I thought to myself, if you broke the end off the trombone, it'd look just like a trumpet, and then you wouldn't have to buy any more cornflakes because you've got the trumpet player, even if it is a trombone with the end chopped off, which you wouldn't notice unless you looked close and saw where it was broken if you were a musician.
Vote for Kerr. Independent idiot. He'd be a cert. I mean, he explains things so beautifully. He'd have the opposition confused after 3 lines.
Who are standing this time?
Oh, the usual rubbish. Sir Worthington, great conservative. Arnold Biggs, Labour. Or is it the other way round? You can't tell these days.
Which one's the best looking?
What does it matter what they look like?
Honestly, if women had their way, there'd be 612 Robert Taylors up there.
It's not just their looks. I search in their faces for honesty and integrity.
Honesty and integrity. What about the spiv you put in on the council? Right Arthur English he was. And they put the chain of office round him, his shoulders fell down on each side. Yes, you've always been a fool for a pretty face. Things people vote for. Why, this is democracy gone mad.
Who are you going to vote for, then?
Neither of them. I shall show my contempt by going down to the polling booth, taking my form, crossing both their names out and writing, "Get knotted in." Nothing but the utmost dislike for politicians.
Morning, all.
Oh, hello, Sid. Come in. You're around a bit early this morning, aren't you?
Just on my way home. Popped in for some breakfast. What you got?
What a liberty. Halfway house, this. Hancock's pulling for weary travellers. You come wandering in here for a cup of tea and a change of clothing. We had a bloke in yesterday for hot dog. I've never seen him before. You come in here at 7:30 in the morning and ask for breakfast. I suppose you've been out all night again.
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
Working. One of them put me sack down. Right, what you got? I'm starving.
Wait a minute, what's in that sack?
Oh, nothing. A few odds and ends, that's all.
Show me. Odds and ends. 300 weight of assorted lead, here. Sawn off rainwater pipes. A few curly bits from under somebody's sink. All these bits of gas pipe. There won't be a lamp in the high street working tonight.
I found it all lying on a waste dump down the road.
No, you didn't. You've been creeping around Cheam all night with a hacksaw. Every night it's the same. Lead one week, brass the next week, copper the next week. This town will fall to bits if you don't turn it in.
No, I won't. They're just odd bits I see sticking out of walls. I just trim them down a bit.
You can't go around chopping bits of rainwater pipes off. It's not like pruning trees.
Look, are you going to give me any breakfast or not? I can pay for it. Here, 2 foot of waste pipe.
Get that off my table.
That's worth 7 and a tenner, that bit.
I don't care how much it's worth. Get it off the table. Come in here trying to barter with your night's pickings. 2 foot of pipe for some cornflakes and peas pudding, whatever next. They're worth 2 curly bits and a section of gutter in any time.
You drive a hard bargain, son. Here we are.
That's better. Miss Pugh, give him some peas pudding.
Now what about the cornflakes, son?
Oh, all right.
Where's the little plastic guardsman?
They've all gone.
Oh, blimey. I only need a trumpet player.
So do I. You're the third one I know who only wants a trumpet player. Do you think they're still making them?
Of course they are. I know a bloke in Epsom who's got 6 trumpet players. He's after a trombone player.
Stone me. I've got a box full of trombone players. Just shows you the distribution is all wrong. It's the sales manager. He doesn't know his job. They should have a certain number of each one sent to every area.
Of course they should.
I didn't have this trouble with me fag cards. Complete set of footballers within the fortnight.
Well, that's the way it goes. Anything in the paper?
No. Well, there's a nice bird from Gates, it, on page 2. 17, it says.
Ooh, let's have a look. Oh, yeah. She's never 17.
That's what I said. Didn't I say that? Didn't I say she wasn't 17?
I see butter's gone up in China.
Yes. Well, I could see that coming. Well, there's so many of them, that's the trouble. Half a pound goes nowhere.
Yeah. Oh, so you got 3 years, then.
Yeah, well, it's good, I don't know. He had a moustache, you know.
Oh, no. So why don't they eat margarine, then?
Who?
The Chinese. It's just the same. 4,302 people out of 5,732 could not tell the difference in Cardiff.
Well, perhaps they don't like margarine in China.
No, I expect that's what it is, yeah.
Sid?
Yeah?
Why don't you chop the end off one of your trombone players so that it'd look like a trumpet player? You wouldn't be able to tell the difference unless you looked at it closely, and I
shut up.
Well, I just thought that maybe if he didn't have the... Well, he didn't know what a trumpet...
We know what you thought.
It just occurred to me that he could...
We know.
Well, I just thought...
All right.
But you see...
Ah!
It's a good cartoon today, isn't it?
The political one?
Yeah. Very good. Very good. I always are. Very good, that bloke.
Yeah. Always gets straight to the point, doesn't he?
Mm.
Hits the nail right on the head. That needed saying, that did.
Yeah, well, they ought to show that to every politician in the house.
Very satirical. Brings it right home, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Marvellous, then.
Yeah. I wonder what he's getting at.
I don't know. It's a very good drawing, though, isn't it?
What a nerve trying to kid us, that bird 17.
Ah, it could have been a printer's error.
That's true. It does happen. They called me Tommy Hitchcock the other week. I wrote to them and they put in an apology. They've got it in. Look, just there.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. We apologise for any embarrassment caused last week when we wrote about Mr. Tommy Hitchcock. We were, of course, referring to that celebrated comedian, Mr. Terry Hankick.
Well, it's near enough. I mean, you can't keep writing, can you?
Hello, I see. They're holding a by-election round here. I didn't know that.
Yes, the last one applied for the Chiltern Hundreds.
Oh, I see. Well, if he gets it, I think the others ought to get a raise as well.
Well, so do I. So do I, after all. After all, fair's fair.
No, that's not what it is. The Chiltern Hundreds is what they apply for when they want to give up their seat.
What do you know about it?
Yeah, why don't you mind your own business?
You buffoon. Yes, buffoon. You come over here. Gentlemen, what you're talking about? Trying to tell us how our parliamentary system works? The Chiltern Hundreds is an ancient custom. They apply for it when they want promotion. They get £100, a new suit, and a badge allowing them to use the House of Lords canteen without being accompanied by a black rod. I think you'll find that's right.
So who are you voting for, then?
Neither of them. I want nothing to do with politics at any price. What do they do for the common man? My cat got stuck up a tree last month. I wrote and told my MP, and what did he do? You may well ask. Nothing. He didn't come down. The cat is still up there. I have to send a whiting up on a pulley every lunchtime. Oh, yes, all out for number one. Well, they're not getting my vote anymore. I am withholding it. I'm going to be one of the don't-knows in future. Miss Pugh, someone at the door.
Well?
Well, go and open it, then.
You've got legs, haven't you?
Yes, and you'll feel one of them if you don't go and open it.
They'll just have to wait. I'm finishing my pudding, the too good to hurry pudding.
Go on, it might be important. It might be the grocer with the week's food. Look at that. Up out of that chair like a Vanguard rocket.
Yes?
Good morning. Are you Mrs. Hancock?
Do you want a punch in the nose?
Well, I know. I'm sorry.
I'm his secretary, and that's bad enough. What can I do for you?
Do you think I might speak to Mr. Hancock?
Won't you come in? That's him over there. The fat one in the red nightshirt.
Oh, yes, thank you. good morning, Mr. Hancock.
Sorry, Mush, there's no breakfast left.
No, thank you. I've had breakfast. I don't know whether you're aware of it, but there's a by-election being held in this borough shortly.
Yes, we've just been talking about it.
Oh, good. Then you'll no doubt know that it's a straight fight between the Conservative and the Socialist.
No. No, it says here, Tory and Labour.
Yes, and of course, that is the same thing.
Ooh, they're cunning, hiding under another. See, you can't trust them.
They're after the floating voter.
Yeah, you don't support either of them, I take it.
I do not.
Yeah, capital. Out of the extreme liberals. I come straight to the point. Will you be the liberal candidate for East Cheam?
Me?
Yes.
But I don't know anything about politics.
It doesn't matter. You've been on television, haven't you?
Yes.
Good. It's all we demand of any candidate.
But why pick on me?
You're the only television personality living around here. And we couldn't poach any from the other barons. They're all being earmarked for the general election. Lou Prager's being approached for Hammersmith. Jimmy Wheeler for Battersea. Billy Cotton for Kensington. And I've heard that one barra are trying to get Matt Dillon over. I think I'm going to stop.
Have you thought about one of those chimpanzees for
Bournemouth? I say, that's an idea. I'll put that up to head office. Well, what do you say, Mr. Hancock?
Well, I don't know.
You leave it to us. You just sit in at the meetings. The agent will answer all the questions. You just nod a few times and sign a few autographs. It's all we require from you. You don't happen to have a beautiful wife, a ballet dancer, if I would know.
No, I...
Perhaps your secretary might lend herself.
Huh? Ballet dancing? You need six blokes to do a duet with her. One dancing and five lifting. No. I think we'd better keep her out of it.
Oh, well, never mind. We'll bill you as Tony Hancock, star of stage, screen, and Liberal Party.
But I'm not a Liberal. I mean, I'm not anything.
Oh, mere triviala. Now, don't you realize what it would mean to be an MP?
Yes, I'd have to go up and get my own cat down.
There is no... come. Apart from that, you could be one of the country's leaders. You might even become Prime Minister.
That'd be good. I could step out of aeroplanes, waving me hat, couldn't I?
Yes. And go straight through the customs.
Take it, boy. The pay's not so what, but think of all those watches we could get through.
All right, I'll do it.
Good man. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll pop back to HQ and prepare the campaign. Bye now.
Well, what do you think of that? Me, an MP.
You're not in yet, big head.
Just a formality. I'll carry the saloon bar at the Hand and Racket for a start. And sell their soul for a pint of mild and bitter. I shall put the issue before the electors purely and simply and bluntly. Vote for me, or I shall not go on television again. I think I shall go and change into my frock coat. I feel quite important. This is a far, far better thing I do now than I have ever done. Rembrandt.
Gets in. What disaster! All the parties will be at it, putting TV stars up as candidates. I can see it now. First Lord of the Admiralty, Wee Willie Harris.
Voters of East Cheam, in asking you send me to Westminster. Now, I have no need to remind you of my record. 78 editions of Hancock's Half Hour on radio and 25 on television. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And what have my two opponents got to match that record? 20 years as a trade unionist. 25 years on the council. Service in the diplomatic corps. Between them, 43 years in politics. All very nice, but has one of them ever been before the cameras at Lime Grove? No. Vote for Hancock, Ronnie Waldman's choice. Now, are there any questions? Any questions you would like to know about my policy? Any points that are of vital interest to the nation?
Yes!
Over there, yes, sir.
Do you know Sylvia Peters?
I do, sir.
What's she like?
A very charming lady, sir. Next question.
What do you intend to do about England entering the European common market, thus bringing about a more sound economic structure of Europe without endangering our interest in Commonwealth trade and imperial preference?
Come, sir, this is no time for frivolous questions.
Oi!
Yes, sir.
Our big Sabrina.
Thank you, sir. Very good question. How big is the prospective candidate for Leamington? I'm afraid, sir, these are official party figures which cannot be released until after the general election.
Shame!
For you, Mr. Hancock. I haven't opened it.
Thank you, Miss Pugh. The swordfish letter opener, please. Cass! Another trombone player. I give up. When I get in, I'll nationalise that lot. I'll be Minister of Cornflakes. I'll get that set somehow. I'll have them sent out with nothing but trumpet players in.
Well, it's polling day today. What do you reckon your chances are?
I shall landslide. I've got the House of Commons badge on the front of my bike already.
What do they think a poll will be like?
We're expecting 100% turnout. I'm providing transport for the old people who can't get down here. Take them on my crossbar. Will you do some knocking up for me, Sid?
Certainly, boy.
If there's no answer, you know what to do.
Yeah, nip inside, break open a gas meter.
You don't. You poke a pamphlet through the door.
You want me to do anything to the other two candidates for you?
What sort of thing?
Well, lay them up or something, you know. I still got a bit of that lead pipe I haven't flogged yet.
Sidney, this is a democratic election. You can't go around laying people up. I careth not for what they say, but I will defend with my life their right to say it. Beethoven.
All right, then. Perhaps I can be of some help down at the town hall tonight while I count in the votes.
Yes, so what have you got in mind?
Why, you know, I thought perhaps fuse the lights in the middle and whip their bundles.
No, Sidney, we shall not be needing any of those methods. I have complete faith in the wisdom of the people of East Cheam. Today will be the turning point in the destiny of this borough. What is to be... will be.
Who said that?
I did. Why don't you listen when Switch on the radio, Sid. The results should be in now.
Said he would look into it. Here are the results of the East Cheam by-election. Arnold Biggs, 29,348. Sir Worthington Grape, 28,903. Anthony Hancock, one.
I demand a recount. This is ridiculous.
Well, at least you got one.
That was me. Didn't you two even vote for me?
No, I voted for the gentleman with the moustache.
Sid?
Well, I played it safe. I put a cross by all the names and I permed any one from three.
What a farce. Why did I let them talk me into it? I can't understand it. They said I'd walk it. Why didn't they vote for me? How did Arnold Biggs get all those votes? What happened to the power of television?
Oh, it was there, all right. The trouble is that you haven't been on for a few months, whereas Arthur Biggs did This Is Your Life last night.
Oh, well, if at first you don't succeed, try again.
Still, the election wasn't a complete waste of time. You have got something out of it.
What?
The local Liberal Party have sent you 50 packets of cornflakes as a consolation for losing.
Oh. Oh, how nice of them. See, every cloud may have a silver lining. I think I'll have some now. Pass me the top of the milk. Ah. Hmm.
Lovely. Hmm. Oh, delicious.
Quick, he's choking. Tap him on the back.
Well, we've developed your X-ray, Mr. Hancock, and you definitely did swallow something.
What was it, Doctor?
It appears to be a little plastic guardsman.
Can you get it out?
No, I'm afraid it's wedged. I'm terribly sorry, old chap.
Doctor, you can tell me. I can take it. I don't want you to lie to me. I want you to give it to me straight. What instrument was he playing?
He was a trumpet player.
Oh, stone me, isn't it marvellous?
That was Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes and Kenneth Williams. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. The show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Colt. The program, which was recorded, was produced by Tom Rothman.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed our latest episode of Hancock's Half Hour. And don't forget, we're going to be back for Mystery and Suspense with our favourite Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson. That's going to be going live at 5 p.m. GMT. As I mentioned earlier, we've got a supporter page at patreon.com/ Brett's Old Time Radio Show. Thanks for listening. I'll be with you 7 days a week, each and every week, and I'll see you tomorrow on Brett's Old Time Radio Show. Love you. Bye.